And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm your host, Chalene Johnson. Today, we're talking about confidence and how you can get more of it. Let's go.
Get ready to fine-tune your engines with your host, New York Times best-selling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and mother of two. At a towering 5'2", this internet marketing maven was once sent to Facebook jail, falsely accused of impersonating herself, Chalene Johnson.
Well, 5'2 might be stretching it. I'm probably more like 5'1¾". But I was once measured at 5'2 at a doctor's appointment, and so since then, I've refused to be measured. Like, I don't mind getting on a scale, but I refuse to be measured because I was once 5'2 and I'm sticking with it. Now, this is what I like to call a crossover episode. By that, I mean, you may have heard me mention that I have another podcast show. It's called The Chalene Show. Well, I featured this topic on The Chalene Show, and I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. I didn't know how well it would go over, but it continues to this day to be one of my all-time most popular episodes. In fact, it sparked this huge conversation on Facebook and within my private Facebook groups, the ones where I, you know, just talk to the people who I coach. And most of them, in fact, are entrepreneurs or soon to be quitting their full-time jobs to become full-time entrepreneurs. And especially amongst those people who are really passionate about building an online presence, building their platform, growing their own personal brand, it just seemed like confidence was that one thing that kept standing in their way. It was that one thing that so many people said it's why they don't put themselves out there a little more. It's why they haven't gone for the promotion, or they just tend to lack the confidence that it requires to do that next big scary thing. Knowing that, and knowing that my next episode that I've already recorded for Build Your Tribe specifically addresses how to know what your brand is and how to identify an area where you can see that there's a niche, an opening, an opportunity, a need for you to build a tribe. Knowing that's my next episode, I'm like, even if I give people the most amazingly simple tips, if you're lacking the confidence to do that, even if you know how to do it, you might not take action. And I know you're an action taker. So I wanted to give you this crash course in killer confidence. These are just some of the basics. Now, I teach this stuff in great detail. So if you want to learn more, if this just kind of, you know, whets your appetite, I have created the Courageous Confidence Club. It's a secret club. We even have a secret handshake and everything. So if you're curious about it, there's no hazing, I promise. Please visit my website, ChaleneJohnson.com. It's really the only course I know of that really gives you the exercises and the course material to improve that muscle. It's like a strength training course for your confidence. Pretty cool. Okay, my future tribe leaders, those with greatness within you, this episode is for you. It's one of the first podcasts that I ever did, so we're going to cut to it now, and you'll notice that there's a little difference, little teeny tiny difference in the sound quality because I hadn't quite figured out at that time how to hook up my microphone. Anyways, let's get to it. That thing that everybody could use a little more of, confidence. Now, when you think of someone who's really confident, sometimes the first person who comes to mind is somebody who's kind of loud and, you know, not afraid to have everybody in the room turn and look at them. It's the person who takes over the conversation, walks into the party like, hey, I'm here. But honestly, if you think about that individual, and I know somebody probably came to mind, that's usually someone who's actually lacking a little bit of confidence, and that's why they have to take over. When I think of confidence, I think of someone who doesn't need to lead with their resume, doesn't have to have all the attention, doesn't need everyone's approval. They're just quietly confident. They're self-assured. They don't need affirmation from everybody in the room. They don't worry too much about what everyone else is thinking. They're comfortable in their own skin. And when I think of those individuals, they come to my mind in all like shapes and sizes. I can think of a lot of different people, and their physical traits have nothing to do with what they have in common. It's just this real easy person to be around. So before we go any further, I want you to think of the person who you think of in your brain, in your mind, the first person who comes to mind when you think of a quiet confidence, because that's really what we're talking about. I'm not talking about working on traits today that are going to make you the life of the party, like, you know, the person who has to have everybody's eyes on them. I'm really talking about learning to be comfortable in your own skin, self-assured, and someone who everyone else is really comfortable around. Because if you think of the opposite traits, someone who's insecure, someone who lacks confidence, someone who's nervous and always wondering what other people think. When you think of someone who constantly needs affirmation from you so that they know they're okay and you're not mad at them, or you know they're just a little bit needy and insecure, those people are difficult to be around because you start to feel responsible for them. And you don't want to be that person. And listen, we've all been there. You know, we've had those moments of weakness where our insecurities have gotten the best of us. So no more. Today, we're going to talk about some really quick actionable steps that I've been able to apply to my life. I've had lots of friends and people I've coached over the last 20 years who have shared these successes with me. They've made all the difference in the world to becoming a more confident, self-assured, happily easy to be around person. In this program, I'm going to share with you some really actionable steps that you can take this week. These are tips and helpful practices that I have gathered over the last 20 years of coaching individuals who have been extremely successful. And some of these things are practices I've been able to apply to my own life. So let's get started. First, you have to understand that confidence is built with experience. And it's experience that comes when you have fear, if that makes sense. So in order for someone to have experience, that means they have to try something they've never done before. And usually, not all, but most people have a little bit of trepidation or anxiety or fear, self-doubt before they do something new. And it's that courage that you have to muster up in order to take the steps and understand that, yes, you might fail and no, it might not be your best attempt, but you just have to do it. And once you feel that fear and you do it anyways, and you realize, oh my God, I can't believe it, I didn't die, and it's okay, I'm going to get better at this, then you start to have these experiences, and each and every time you get better. And when that happens, you start to build confidence. A great example of this, a friend shared with me on the end of our run just a couple days ago. She owns a spray tanning business. And so she markets her services to individuals who, you know, want a nice, healthy glow. We're in Southern California. People are really into maintenance and appearance, which is cool. But, you know, I'm just glad that people aren't going to tanning booths. And she's been able to provide this great service. And she's been targeting mainly high school girls. If you can imagine, girls who want to have a nice tan before they go to homecoming or prom. Now, it doesn't take much thought to understand, well, you know, that's someone who's coming to her maybe twice a year. Most of these young high school girls don't have a disposable income where they can do spray tanning once a week. Their moms do, however. So I was suggesting to her, kind of asking the question, have you thought about really targeting those moms? I mean, you're with them all the time. They're doing these things. They're into maintenance. They're getting their hair done. They're getting their nails done. They're shopping at the boutiques, they're spray tanning, so they should be doing that with you. And she looked at me kind of surprised and she said, you know what? A year ago, I knew that and I didn't start there because I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the confidence to go after and even propose my services to somebody who I saw as a peer. And that's why I kind of started with these younger girls, because I didn't feel like, uh-oh, they might judge my work or they might not be happy with it. But now I've got so much experience that that's exactly what I'm doing, is I'm talking to the moms. I'm networking with a group that in the past had me very intimidated. So I want you to understand that everyone has fear. And in fact, you can't be a courageous person unless you have fear. You can't have courage in the absence of fear. You've got to overcome something to be courageous. And yes, it does take courage to do something where you feel self-doubt, where you are worried what others might think, where you're nervous about the outcome. It takes courage. And when you get through that and you realize it wasn't maybe my best, my first attempt is not going to be my best attempt, but it's my first attempt and I have to start somewhere. There's a phrase that we use in my industry, which kind of leads to that same kind of concept, which is you can't fix a product that you never ship. Meaning if you're always working on something being perfect and you never get it out the door to your customers, you can never improve upon it. And that's the same thing you've got to apply to your life. So whether it's doing something that you've never done before or trying a new workout or asking your boss for a raise or being the first person to introduce yourself when you're in a room full of strangers at a party, you just have to do it. And the experience that you'll gain and each time that you get through it and realize, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I didn't die. It wasn't that bad. And I'll get better next time. You can't get better at something that you've never done. You just have to put yourself out there. And I know it sounds scary, that thing that you might be thinking about right now. But every time you do it, you'll realize it wasn't that big of a deal. My son is driving now. And the first couple of times I sat in the passenger seat while he was driving, it's kind of a crazy thing to think about. Like, we just take it so for granted now. In fact, many of you are probably in your car right now driving. But, you know, you're behind this massive piece of steel, and it's a deadly weapon, and there's all these other deadly weapons on the road coming at you. We take it for granted because we've done it so much, but watching him behind the wheel, and he's such a confident kid, but I saw him, like, you know, get kind of nervous, and he's holding the steering wheel and sitting up all erect with his shoulders back and his eyes were wide open. And I thought, gosh, we just take this so for granted. And I remembered back the first couple of times I was driving at 16 by myself, and I specifically recalled trying to practice looking like I was relaxed and confident while I was driving. You remember that? Where you're like, okay, what I'm going to practice right now, holding the steering wheel with one hand and leaning my other arm out the window. Yeah, I'm going to practice looking cool. Because we didn't feel that way. But you have to practice it before you can actually do it. So just practice feeling confident. Get that experience. And the more experience you have, the more confidence you will feel. But it starts with action. A very important way for you to boost your confidence is by changing one of your habits. And this is a tough one for a lot of us because it's easy to fall into that trap of wanting to please everyone. And what it is we choose to focus on will affect our confidence. You see, confidence grows. It grows based on what we feed it. So if you're focusing on a negative comment or one person's opinion and you're turning down the volume on all the other great things that people are telling you and that even you know yourself, but you're just not focusing on it, then you've created a habit of insecure thinking. Insecure thinking means that you're allowing someone to erode your foundation of confidence. I mean, we all know people who can hear a thousand positive compliments and then one person can say something negative and that's what they dwell on. We've all done it. I've done it. When my first consumer workouts hit the market, the first probably thousands of videos at the time that were sold were really bought by people who were already my fans. They were people who were doing the workout at their gyms. They knew Turbo Kick. They knew Chalene Johnson. So they were buying the program kind of to support. They were already, you know, part of this tribe that we had built together. So they felt a lot of ownership and almost defensiveness around me. Like, you know, it was our thing. We kind of all did it together. And it's one of the things that I talk about in my other podcast, Build Your Tribe. And so we all were kind of a family and there was this really strong knit community and a great way for me to feel support and love. But once the workouts started being consumed by consumers who had no idea who I was and were just picking up this workout program, and I wasn't exactly their cup of tea, and they would write a negative review, even if there were like 2,000 positive reviews, if there was like one negative review, I would remember every word of it. And it would get into my head like, is that true? Did I really cue late? And, you know, they would say like things like, oh, she's super annoyingly positive. And, you know, like the cheerleader on crack. That was one of the comments I'll never forget. She's like a cheerleader on crack. I'm like, that's not nice. And I had to make a decision because there was like about a week period of time, a week's worth of spending countless hours online reading negative, actually scrolling through thousands of positive reviews. I was literally looking for negative reviews. Don't ask me why. But I had to make a decision to stop that habit. And from that day forward, when my book Push came out, this is the God's honest truth. I have not read one review because the book is done. There's nothing I can do to change it other than the things I know I want to do to change it. I know that there's positive reviews and I know there's negative reviews. I know there are brutal reviews, but I can't let that seep into my confidence. I know the book that I wrote was the best possible thing I could do at the time. And I know the things I want to change the next time I write a book. So what I want you to focus on today is eliminating, weeding out, building a fortress around your positive energy and not allowing people into your life, into your space, into your energy who have something negative to say. I want you to focus on the positive. I want you to collect evidence like a file, whether it's an email, a folder that you keep of positive emails that have come from people or even handwritten letters from friends, a note, something that reminds you of all that is great about you, something that boosts your confidence, something physical that you can read. And maybe it's just recalling something someone has said to you and making a conscious effort to focus on that as opposed to that one person in your life who loves to pick apart everything. And I don't think it's going to surprise you that my next tip for boosting confidence this week is, drumroll please, that was my drumroll. It's exercise. Hello, hashtag duh. But why don't we do it every day? It's one of those things you're going to hear me talk about in every program because it is the ultimate drug. And that's what it is. It's a drug. It is a mood altering, body transforming, confidence boosting, free weight loss and sex appeal drug that you should be taking every single day. And once you get to that point where it like clicks and you become addicted to this drug, you'll never look back. I've never met someone who's like, oh, I'm such a workout fanatic now. And I think I'm going to stop. It's an addiction, but it's a healthy addiction. Now, true, some people can take it too far and it's not healthy. But for most people, what I'm going to recommend that you do this week to take immediate action to boost your confidence is schedule your workouts. So that's my challenge for you this week, all right? I want you to put on your calendar something you're going to do for a minimum of 30 minutes that boosts your heart rate. Now, if you have no idea what to do, please feel free to visit my YouTube channel. I've got tons of playlists there where I've created free workouts that you can do from home. Yes, I do sell exercise programs on the internet as well. But I don't even want you to spend a dollar. I want you to just work out at home because it will boost your confidence. Even if you're not, you know, let's say that you're just getting back into it and you don't even know where to start and you're fearful that it's just going to take forever to lose the weight and to get back in shape. I want you to approach this not from the standpoint of weight loss or any physical transformation. This week, I want you to exercise for your confidence. And that's all that I want you to evaluate. I don't want you to ask yourself if your butt looks better in your jeans. I don't even want you to step on the scale. I want you to ask yourself at the end of each day that you've exercised if you feel more confident about it. And I know the answer will be yes, and so do you. You're listening to this program because you want something you can do this week that boosts your confidence. And let me tell you, folks, this is it. Pick something that you look forward to. Pick something that gets your heart rate up. Pick something that you'll enjoy, whether it's listening to a podcast or your favorite playlist or getting together with a girlfriend to go on a brisk walk or run or to lift weights. Do something other than drinking wine and hanging out at a restaurant eating food. Do something that's actually going to boost your confidence. I promise you, you will feel so much better about yourself in just 30 minutes. The next action you can take this week is changing your vocabulary. I can't tell you how many times I've met someone who will actually walk up to me and say, you know, can you give me some tips on being more confident or more self-assured? Because I'm just super shy. I'm really insecure. I'm really uncomfortable around other people. I'm like, wow, you're just going to walk up to a total stranger and say those things, which to me says that's someone who's so comfortable saying those things because they say them all day, all night long to themselves. You know, you begin to believe whatever it is you're saying to yourself over and over and over again. You begin to brainwash yourself. If all your life you've carried on this label and you've told yourself, I'm not confident. As you know, I'm insecure and I'm shy. And you've given yourself those labels. How would you ever expect to break free from that? It's not very easy. In fact, if you're constantly telling yourself that you're fat or you're ugly or you're worthless or you're stupid or people are looking at you and you're insecure, then you will become those things. You know, we become and we believe what it is we think and focus on the most. So it starts with the conversation you're having in your head right now. For those of you who are parents, if it's not urgent enough for you to change these things for yourself, I need you to make a decision to stop saying these things in your head for your children. Because if you want confident, happy kids who believe that they can do anything, they get that cue from you. And you're fooling yourself if you think you haven't let those thoughts leak out. You have. You've done so in conversations where you didn't know they were listening. We do it when we look in the mirror and we tug at our clothes and make a face like, you know, we're displeased with what we see and we put ourselves down. That all bleeds into our children's lives. You must make a decision today to change that, if not for you, for the people around you, for your children. And if you don't have kids, I want you to do this because you want to be someone who everybody loves being around, right? I mean, you want to attract people to you who lift you up. And those kind of people are confident, they're happy, they're secure, they're easy to be around. And they want to be around people who are like that too. So when you are constantly telling yourself, I'm insecure, I'm shy, I don't have any confidence, I can't do those things, all you're doing, whether you realize it or not, is putting a force field around yourself and repelling people who have those qualities. So today, make a decision to stop using those terms to describe yourself. In fact, your call to action, what I'm going to challenge you to do is use the opposite terms to say, I'm confident. I'm secure in who I am. And if you just can't do that yet, if it feels fake or phony, I don't want you to try to do something that's completely inauthentic, you won't do it, then take the next step, baby steps. And instead of saying, I'm a confident woman, I'm a very secure man, then I want you to say, I'm working on becoming more confident. I'm okay with you saying that. I am not okay with you calling yourself insecure. I'm not okay with you thinking of yourself as anything less than amazing, because God doesn't make mistakes. You are an amazing person, and you have to start referring to yourself, even in those private conversations you're having with yourself in your head. You've got to start using that language. So that's your call to action. That's something that you can change today. And the final step that I'm going to encourage you to take action on this week is to fix yourself up. Now, I don't need you to be a runway model or to go on a shopping spree, but I need you to look in the mirror and ask yourself if you could fix yourself up a little better. Are you wearing outdated clothes that don't fit, that don't make you feel like $1 million? If that's the case, go shopping in your closet. Spend some time repurposing things that you haven't worn in a while. Allow an extra 10 minutes each morning to fix your face. Do your hair, look like $1 million, you know? Pretend, even if you've been married for 20 years, pretend that you're back on the scene. The reason why you want to do that isn't for other people. It's really for you. Now, I know this is kind of a silly analogy, but I just have to share this with you. We have someone who comes to our house to groom our dogs. I know you're already laughing. Anyone who has dogs who are groomed, you know the story I'm about to tell. When our dogs come out of this little trailer, it's a little pink trailer that pulls up in front of our house and grooms the dogs, they walk differently. I swear, they know they look good. It's that same feeling. I'm going to use the word that my kids are they'll die if they ever hear this program, but it's like a swag. I guess that's not a cool word anymore, but I don't know really how to describe it other than just this like feeling, this bravado. You know, you just feel better when your hair's done and you've got an outfit on that you know you look good in. It fits well. It's flattering. And I want you to spend some time this week, every single day for 7 days, making sure you feel like $1 million. Now, that might take an extra 15 minutes. You're going to have to either lose an extra 15 minutes of sleep and gain that in confidence, or just give it some thought. For most of us, it's not going to take any more time. It's just putting some thought into it. Wear something that makes you feel good. You'll run faster when you're working out. You'll stand taller when you're shopping and meeting new people. Even if you're at home by yourself, when you feel like you look good, you have a different attitude. Like right now, while I'm recording this audio program for you, I made sure that I took a shower. I know that sounds silly because you can't see me, but it's a feeling that I have. And if I was sitting here like in sweatpants and marinating from a workout I had 3 hours earlier and my hair up in a ponytail on top of the head, you got a good visual. I know I wouldn't have the same feeling, especially in a program where I'm talking about confidence, that I would if I showered, put myself in an outfit that I feel great in, I did my makeup, I did my hair, and that might sound crazy because right now I'm sitting in a padded room where I record these audio programs and no one can see me. I know you can't see me, but you can feel me. And if I'm going to talk to you about confidence, I need to feel confident. I just need to feel good about what it is God gave me. Now, everybody has areas that they want to improve. And if you focus on what you need to improve, then that's where you'll stay. What I want you to do is focus on all your positive qualities. And the next time somebody gives you a compliment, which they're going to do tomorrow, because you're going to take action on this step, I want you to simply say, thank you very much. Don't make excuses on, oh, I know, well, actually, I listened to this program, or yeah, I spent a little extra time getting ready today. No, just smile, accept the compliment, and start telling yourself that you're confident. Well, I hope that left you feeling quite confident. I know that you can do anything. I know that those scary things are not going to kill you. I also happen to know that each time we do something where we feel fear, where we wonder if people are going to judge us, where our body is telling us that we're shaking and we're nervous and that we should run, and then we do it anyways, that 98% of the time, I'm going to even say 99.9% of the time, you create more confidence. It's like a muscle. And you build that muscle when you do something that requires you to overcome fear. So I'm going to do something scary now and ask you a favor. I'm going to ask you to please leave me a review in the iTunes store. If you're listening on your Android phone, you can go to the Stitcher app and leave a review there. Wherever you listen to the show, I appreciate you taking the time to leave me a review. It does mean a lot. It helps the show get out there. And it's kind of like my tip jar. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Please be sure to be on the lookout for my next episode because it's all about understanding exactly what it takes to identify what your personal brand is. Even if you have no idea right now, that sounds like almost silly to think about a personal brand. After you listen to my next episode, you'll be like, I totally get it. Not only that, I'm going to help you begin building your tribe. So until we get a chance to spend some time together again, don't forget, you are like totally awesome.
Thanks for listening, lifers. Shalene invites you to join her for her free coaching program designed to help you get organized, productive, and laser focused on what really matters. To sign up for her free video coaching program, please visit 30daypush.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.